Module 3, 3D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 34. You will hear part of an interview in which a career coach called Charles Norris is discussing job hunting. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. The current job market is very competitive, so to give any job seekers listening a helping hand, we've got Charles Norris, a career coach, in the studio to tell us what we can do to stand out from the crowd. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, first off, what do you do in your role as a career coach?
As a career coach, my job is to identify which aspects of a client's job hunting skills are weak and empower them to take charge of their career aspirations in order for them to fulfill their potential and find, and hopefully secure, the right position. I give them advice on their CV, covering letters, online profiles, and interview techniques. I also assist in job searches, but I don't find them a job. I can help them discover what it is they want and give them the tools to get it, but ultimately, they have to put in the legwork.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the advice you give clients. What would you say is necessary for a successful CV?
Well, when talking about the CV, I think the most important thing to remember is that it's not complete without a covering letter. The covering letter should effectively be the first page of the CV, and it should tell any prospective employer when they read it all they need to know about you. The CV is there to fill in the details and give more background information. One of the biggest mistakes that applicants make is writing a blanket covering letter and CV. Because this is what employers will build their first impression on, it should be tailored to the job.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that for each position you apply for, you should have a different CV and covering letter containing the information about you which is specifically relevant to the job. For example, if you are applying for a job as a computer programmer in a company that uses a certain programming software, there's no point in detailing your experience in a different software, no matter how extensive it might be. It can be included as a footnote, but not as a main selling point. To do this, it's a good idea to go through the job description in the advert you are replying to and see how your skills and personality fills the requirement of the position.
And what about sending an email CV? Is that acceptable?
Of course. Everything is online now, so why not? Actually, a person's online presence is an important factor when job hunting. Where the internet was once a revolution in socializing, it is now equally important when looking for a job. Employers will often search for applicants they are interested in to find more information about them, so you should ensure that whatever they might find is suitable and that anything inappropriate is removed. The internet is a wonderful tool for today's job seekers. A number of my clients use a business-oriented networking site to find out about jobs and companies.
Really? They're that important?
Oh, yes. They are an essential networking tool, and networking is key to finding a job. They are also a key resource for recruiters, so it's worth taking the time to make sure you include key words in your profile. And the details you include show what you have to offer and reflect your personality, especially in the headline. The headline is the only thing users see if they conduct a search, so you have to make it count. I had a client who posted a very catchy headline, and he was snapped up by a company within 2 weeks. And, of course, you can upload your CV so anyone when reading your profile can read it if they choose.
Okay, now what about the all-important interview? They can be a nerve-wracking experience, so how do you prepare your clients for them?
Again, research is important here. You have to find out as much information as you can about the company, their client base, and also their competitors. This is especially important when it comes to the question about why you want to work for them, which they will undoubtedly ask. You can also search for frequently asked interview questions and prepare answers for them in case they come up. And you should always make sure that you have a selection of questions to ask the interviewer about the work, the company, anything really to show your interest.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. Thank you so much, Charles. I'm sure you've given our listeners a lot to think about.